I know you want to fuck me. That much is obvious. I just know that you can't get enough of me. Is it my body that got you attracted to me? Is it my voice? My confidence? Perhaps it was all those things together. The thing is, you want to fuck me, but you can't. It's not that I don't want it. It's just, we're so far apart. It's impossible for us to meet and fuck. But you can listen to me. As a matter of fact, you're going to. Because you love my voice. You love listening to me as I pleasure myself, thinking about you. And most of all, you love being told what to do. It's your favourite. When I take control and tell you how to touch yourself, how to fuck yourself, thinking about me. You're in heaven. It's a moment of sheer bliss that you enjoy more than anything. And today it will be no different. You will fuck yourself for me. You will pleasure yourself for me. And eventually, if you prove to be a good boy, you will come for me. Be warned though, that today will not be a typical GUI audio. No. Today I want to take you on a ride. A wild ride off the coasts of Etching and Denial. You will not come for me until you're desperate for it. And you will happily do as you're told, right? Yes is not enough. I want you to call me by my name, Kara. I want you to use it every time I ask you something. Every time you are to address me. Yes, Kara. That is how you shall answer me. So once again, you will happily do as you're told, right? Good boy. That felt good, calling me by my name, didn't it? It's very important that you remember to call me by my name every time. It's a reminder of who controls you. Your cock, your orgasm. Now, I assume you're already naked. If you're not, pause this audio. And while you're at it, go lie on your bed, your couch, wherever's comfortable. And then come back to me. But don't start touching yourself just yet. Now that you're on your bed, naked, I want you to close your eyes and caress your body. Not your cock, your body. You may caress every single part of your body above your waist. Gently run those hands all along your stomach, your chest, your neck. Pretend it's a lover. Pretend it's me. Pretend that those are my hands caressing your body, touching you, feeling you everywhere, but at your most sensitive area. I want you to purposefully ignore your cock for now. It may be hard already. It may throb for you. It may twitch, desperate for your touch. But you won't touch it. Tease yourself by getting close to it, and then feel your hands running away. And don't forget your nipples. Pinch them, twist them, tease them. I want your nipples to be as hard as your cock. I want you to be excited, to be horny, to be needy. Your hands, my hands, sensually caressing your whole body. You shiver with anticipation for what's coming next. And you should. The things I have in store for you, they're perverted. They're deviant. Just the way you like them. Now, whisper my name as you caress your body for me. Whisper my name. I want to hear you whisper it as I caress my body. Thinking about you and all the things I want to do to you. You're such a good boy for me. Always so eager to please. I bet you can't wait to take your hands off your body and down to that hard dick. But not yet. Now's not the time. You'll be getting closer to it though. I want you to take one of your hands and delicately place it over your balls. Cup them for me. Hold them in your hand. Feel how full of cum they already are. You may massage them, rub them, roll them in your hand. I want your balls to be full and heavy for me. I want you to give me a huge load at the end. While one of your hands is busy, I want you to take the second and third finger on your other hand, and I want you to suck on them. Suck on those fingers as if they were mine. Moan as you do it, as you would be doing if it were my fingers in your mouth. I want them soaking wet. They are the lucky ones. They'll get to touch your cock first, after all. Well, you may be a good boy and do all that for me. I suppose I could give you a little something to enjoy. Something you like very much. My moments. You like the sound of them? Don't you? Don't you wish I was there with you? Actually moaning in your ears? I know I do. But it's time to get to work in your cock now. You can leave your balls alone. Let your hand rest by your side. The other one, with your wet fingers. Move it down to your cock. I want you to rub the whole length, using only the two fingers you are sucking. Make sure every part of your dick gets wet with your saliva. Don't forget to tease that sensitive spot right under the tip. You know which one I'm talking about. The one I'd love to flick my tongue on if I was here. And while you do that, don't forget to thank me. I allowed you to finally touch your cock after all. I deserve to be thanked. A simple thank you, Kara, for letting me touch my cock is more than enough. Say it for me. It will feel good. That's my good boy. You're very welcome. Now, you can stop rubbing your fingers all over your cock. I want you to grab it at the base and squeeze it. Squeeze it hard for me. Hold it straight up in the air as you squeeze. Is there pre-cum? Is the head of your dick getting soaked in pre-cum? I bet it is. With your other hand, I want you to rub the head. Make sure it's covered in pre-cum. I want you to touch that sensitive head of yours, and I want it covered in your pre-cum. That's it. Keep going. I know it's sensitive. I know it feels good. I want you to do it. You want to be a good boy for me, right? If that is so, then you'll do it. I'll give you a little more moment as an incentive to keep going. Is the head of your cock covered in pre-cum? Is your hand too? Good. Keep holding it at the base and keep squeezing. Now, I want you to rub it up and down from the head all the way to your other hand. Cover the shaft. Become, make your dick even wetter. But don't go too fast. We don't want you close to coming just yet. This is only the teasing. We haven't even started edging and denying you yet. Dig it as a kind of foreplay. That's what I would be doing with my hands if I was here with you. While I tell you all about the things I want to do to you. How I want to suck you dry. At every position in which I want us to fuck. This is only the beginning of our game. But I can promise you the reward for finishing. So much more worthwhile. So keep rubbing pre-cum all over that shaft for me. And don't forget to moan my name every now and again. I love the thought of you thinking about me as you touch yourself. Of anyone who could hear you knowing that I, Kara, control you. In your cock. Not that pretty girl you see and talk to every day. Not that cute barista at your favourite place. Not even your wife, your girlfriend, your crush. Only me. I think it's time to give you a little reward. You've been a good boy. You've followed all of my instructions. You deserve a little something to prove you did good. You can let go of the base now. I want you to stroke your cock. I want you to stroke it fast and hard with one hand. Get yourself as close to coming as you can. I want you to be able to taste your orgasm, to feel it going up closer and closer to exploding, and then, just as you're about to come, I want you to let go of your dick. Right before the point of no return, let your dick throb and twitch uncontrollably as if you were so close to climax. Perhaps there was one little drop of cum that still made it all the way up, that was ready to explode from you. But you stop it right before it could. So all that little drop of cum can do is slowly come out, pearling at the top of your cup. Maybe even falling to your stomach as you try and resist the urge to give yourself an orgasm. It would be so hot. I would definitely collect it and savour it while looking at you and your twitching cock. What's going on? Do you not like it? Do you not like edging for me? Don't be silly. You're just frustrated I didn't let you come, aren't you? I know you love edging. You love it. Because you know that once you come, it's going to be more intense than normal. You know that an edging orgasm is much, much more powerful than a normal one. And we both know that no matter what, you will do as you're told. Because you're my good boy. I think you've had long enough break to recover from your first edging. It's time to get back to work on your cock. Wrap your hand around it again, but this time, I want you to be slow and gentle. Tease your cock by slowly going all the way up. Then just as slowly go all the way down. All the way up. And all the way down. Up. And down. Just like that. Good boy. And of course, don't forget to moan my name as you do so. You're stroking from me, to me. Only I make your cock that hard. Only I control the way you stroke it. I know you want to go faster, to stroke yourself harder, but you can't. I don't want you to do so right now. Keep going as you are, ever so slowly. You must be throbbing in your hand, twitching like crazy, but you must go slow. I told you, if you follow my instructions, like the good boy I know you are, it's going to feel amazing. I'll make sure you're perfectly satisfied. Here, listen to another moan, to the thought of you being a good boy for me. Do you like it? Do you like listening to me moan while you slowly such a good boy after all. And it's time to edge again. Good boy. Go fast as you can. Get yourself right to the edge of ecstasy once more. Remember, no coming yet. I know you want to come already, but I don't want you to. I love denying you this pleasure. It'd be so easy for you just to keep stroking and coming, but you won't. You won't. Because you're a good boy who does as he's told. And because deep down you know, edging feels incredible. It feels so much better than simply masturbating to orgasm. Edging, denying that fast pleasure, only to receive it when you don't expect it anymore. Nothing feels better than that. You can be panting, grunting, squirming, growling. Your cock may be throbbing and leaking loads of pre-cum. You're still gonna edge for me though. And you're thankful for that, aren't you? As a matter of fact, you're so thankful, you probably want to thank me right now. Thank you, Cara, for making me itch for you. Is that what you're saying? It better be. You're so welcome. You know I love nothing more than making my good boy itch for me. Except maybe edging him myself. But since I can't be with you, we'll have to do it this way. Such a shame. How I would love to see your face as I bring you to the edge. Keep you there as long as I want. The sound of your voice as you moan and growl and beg me to finally allow you to come would be music to my ears. Your cock, heart, throbbing, twitching, until the moment I let it explode at long last. Talking about your cock, I think we should go back to give it some attention. Why don't you hold it up with one hand, grabbing and lightly squeezing the base? Enjoy how hard and swollen it is in your hand. Enjoy how much it's twitching as if it was begging for attention. Now, I want you to get your other hand right above the tip. Fingers pointing down. When I tell you to, you're going to lower your hand and caress the sensitive head of your cock with just your fingers, very slowly. I want you to feel how sensitive it is and how much you want to come for me. Are you ready? Good. You can start. Tease the head of your dick with your fingers. Experience this bolt of pleasure and lust running down the shaft into your whole body. You want it. You need it. But more than anything, you want to. You need. Be my good boy. Don't you? You know you do. You live to listen to me call you a good boy. You follow all my instructions just so you can get a chance to hear me call you my good boy. That's what you like most, to be a good boy and to be recognized as such. Lucky for you, I do think you're a good boy. I'd even go as far to say that you're one of my favourites. Doesn't that make you happy? Doesn't that make you horny? If it does, then say it. Let everyone who might hear you know that you're not just any good boy, but my good boy. Kara's good boy. What you are. Now say it. And keep teasing yourself with your fingers. Good boy. Now stop touching your dick. Take your hands off it. For now. I want you to try something a little different. You might love it. I want you to take two pillows and put one on top of the other. Then I want you to either get on your knees or stand by the side of them, whichever is most comfortable for you. You're a good boy, so I want you in the best condition to edge and tease yourself. In any case, your hard, throbbing cock needs to be right in front of the pillows. I'm sure by now you have a good idea of what I'm going to tell you to do. I hope you're ready for it, because you can't come yet. It'd be a shame if you covered your pillows in sticky cum, especially if you use them to sleep. I want you to fuck those pillows. You can go hard and fast, slow and gentle, however you like. All that matters is that you don't yet. Fuck those pillows as if you are fucking my tits or my thighs. And I want you to moan my name as you do so. When you're teasing yourself, you're pleasing me. And when you're pleasing me, you're being a good person. We've talked about how much you love being my good boy. If it's too much, if you feel you can't take it and you're gonna come, grab it in your hand and squeeze it as tight as you can until the need to come subsides. And then I want you back into those pillows to fuck them. Give them fucking you want to give me. Moan my name. Lose yourself and bless. Be a good boy. Remember, no coming. Fucking those pillows. The thought of you going wild, fucking those pillows as if there's no tomorrow, is making me horny. I wish I could see you, watch you. I'd be riding over the top pillow, rubbing my pussy all over it while you're fucking into it. I'd look into your eyes and see all the pleasure and need you're feeling for me. I'd see how much you want to come for me and how much you want to be a good boy and not come until I allow it. I'd grow hornier with every moan you let out, each instance of my name being moaned into my ears by my good boy. My good boy. Fuck. I'm gonna come thinking about my good boy. Like I would be coming all over the pillow you're fucking for me. Good boy. Good boy. I'm gonna come. But you're still not allowed to. Understood, good boy. When I come, I want you to stop fucking your pillows and then push your dick as deep as you can inside them. I want you to give yourself another edge with those pillows for me while I make myself come at the thought of you being good boy. A good boy of being for me. A good boy edging. Edging itself for me. Good boy. Good. Good boy. Is good. You're such a good boy. Making me come simply by following my instructions. Thank you, my good boy. Now, I want you slowly to take your cock out of those pillows and stay there. Take a moment to compose yourself. We're still not done edging you. I want you to look down at your cock. Look how hard it is. How much it's throbbing. Admire it. You got like that just for me. Isn't that great? That's how you get when you're being a good boy. Now focus on the sensations, the feelings going through your cock. It's rock hard. It's throbbing. It hurts so good. And it needs to come. Don't worry, we'll get there very soon. And you're going to climax like never before for me. Moaning. Moaning my name. Maybe even screaming it. Lie down again on your back. Take a deep breath. I'm going to make you edge one last time. And then, if you've been a good boy, I'll allow you to come for me. Perfect. So, I want you to grab your cock in your hand and stroke it. Stroke it hard. Stroke it fast. I want you to get to the very edge of bliss. And then, I want you to write that edge. You know what I mean. I want you to keep yourself at this very point when just a little too much stimulation could make you erupt. And I want you to resist the need to give yourself that extra bit of stimulation. Keep yourself on the edge until I make myself come again. Just like I would be doing if I was fucking you. Right now. And of course, I want you to say and moan my name the whole fucking time. Beg me to let you come even. I can hear you already. Please, Kara, let me. And that edge, that need in your voice. Are you on the edge already? I want you to be. I want you to be riding this edge like I would be riding. I want you to be desperately needing this orgasm I deny you. It's the only thing in your mind at the moment. You absolutely need to come. And yet you're such a good boy for me that you're not going to. Not until I tell you. Oh, if I told you right now, you'd be coming on the very next stroke. However, I don't want that. I want you to come whenever I want. I love knowing that I can control your pleasure, can control your cock, that control when you come gets me off so. Knowing that you allow me to take control and that you follow all my instructions. Like a good boy. Yes. A good boy. It's what you are. My good boy. My good boy is edging himself and keeping himself right on the edge of a powerful orgasm. Oh, you're such a good boy. And to think you're even mourning my name. Right now. pinching yourself to me. For me. Mourning my name. Being entirely mine. I love it. You're my good boy. And I'm gonna come for you again. I'm gonna come for you. Please, make me come. Beg me to come for you. Please, Kara, come for me. Come for me, Kara. I don't care. I beg. I want you to beg for my orgasm because you're such a good boy. You know that my pleasure is more important than yours right now. And if you make me come, I'll reward you. I'll reward you by letting you come. No, but not right now. I'm gonna come. You're not going to. Soon. So very soon. I promise. But just make me come first. Make me. My name. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good. So fucking good. Thank you, my good boy. You can let go of your cock. Give it a little rest. Before the grand finale. All right, boy. Here's the moment you've been waiting for. Grab your cock with both your hands. One at the base, the other one right on top. And whatever you do, do not move them. I don't want you to stroke. I want you to thrust into them. Move your hips and fuck your hands. But don't go fast. I want you to do it slowly. Teasingly. Take your time. You're gonna feel the orgasm build in your cock as you thrust and thrust and thrust so slowly. This time, don't stop yourself. You can let it happen. I want you to come for me. Thrust your hips into your hands and moan my name. I want you to be moaning my name at the exact moment you're coming, so that you know you're coming for me, that your orgasm is for me. You've been such a good boy, doing as you're told, edging, denying yourself. You've said and moaned my name so many times. This is your reward. Come for me. You're a good boy. You deserve to come. Feel it as you slowly fuck your hand, as your hips slowly go up and down. Down. It's gonna feel so fucking good when it finally happens. So just let it go. Be a good boy and come. You want to come. I want you to come. And you're going to come. You're gonna come so hard. Slowly thrusting your cock into your hands, saying my name, thinking about me, listening to my delicious voice. Let it happen. I want you to come. I want you to climax harder than you've ever done before. And I want you to do it for me. Come on, my good boy. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. How did it feel? I bet it was the most incredible orgasm you've ever had. But it was so hard, only because you've been a good boy. Only good boys get to come that hard, and you're one of them. But the very best part was that you came that hard for me. And now you know, even if I'm not here to fuck you, there's no one that can make you come quite like I can. So next time you're alone, and you feel horny, just say my name. Say my name and come for me. And it's going to feel just as good as it did today. Just say.